you. It was just what everybody wanted. A picture of Kate Middleton, the Princess of Wales, the first since, what, December of last year?
Yeah, like she's been laying low.
Yeah, the first photo, the first public appearance, quote-unquote, of the Princess of Wales in almost, you know, 3 months. And just to kind of show, hey, everything's fine. It was posted on Instagram. Then the international news agencies, AP, Reuters, all that.
Quote, Reuters?
Reuters. Quote, killed the photo because of editing, doctoring, what have you.
Controversy.
Oh my gosh, controversy is right.
You can kind of see what they're talking about, where it's her hand around the waist of her daughter.
Okay,
and
so
her daughter's like sleeve looks like there is editing there.
Yeah, so there's two inconsistencies that the analysis of the photo suggests. Now, you're thinking, how in the world are they doing this? Well, one, all pictures now have metadata attached to them, so you can kind of get it. It's like the coded data of where the photo was taken, with what, all this stuff, right? And so the first is Charlotte, you know, the daughter, her cardigan and left wrist, which kind of has a clone stamp tool that many are figuring is some sort of photo editing. It's pretty common in many photo editing software, right? And it allows to kind of take an image and copy it over to another area. And another, it appears that Louis's right knee, there's an inconsistency behind Louis's right knee. So the photo, to try to describe it, it's Kate sitting on like a chair, just with her arms around her three kids.
Yes.
That's it.
The three kids, they look super happy.
Yes, and she's smiling and it looks fine. She's sitting down and she's got her legs crossed and she just appears casual. She's not like done up in any sort of regal attire. It's just a very casual photo, right?
It's like a family picture. It's a mom and her three kids.
Exactly. But then, you know, I guess the international photo agencies put a kill the photo sort of message out to the world. And was like, hey, this has been doctored, and so should be taken and used as such. And so, you know, then I guess Kate put out an apology just saying, hey, you know, was just trying to clean some stuff up, you know, before it was put out, you know, apologies.
Thank you for your kind wishes and continued support over the last 2 months, she says.
Yeah, exactly. And so many are saying, well, you know, the photo was credited to William, and so now they're like, well, the photo was actually taken on a single lens reflex camera or SLR made by Canon and not like an iPhone or a smartphone or something like that. And,
wow.
And I know, Kelly. Mean,
they went deep into the investigation.
I know. So now for those who, because the conspiracy theories ran wild, like, okay, so one, why is she sitting down? Two, why did the photo get pulled and was, you know, being doctored and things like that? Is she in worse shape than we really know? And now the Royal Palace, Kensington Palace, is just putting this out to kind of like calm the nerves of everyone.
And this is weird too, because she says, like many amateur photographers, I do occasionally experiment with editing. I wanted to express my apologies for any confusion the family photograph we shared yesterday caused. Hope everyone celebrating had a very happy Mother's Day.
Yeah. I mean, they have a different Mother's Day over there than we do.
Oh, okay. Because I was confused about that.
Yeah, you're like, hang on, did I miss something?
Wait a second. We haven't had that yet.
But so there are some photography experts that are saying, hey, look, this maybe could have been edited to maybe circumvent the challenge of getting three kids to sit still and smile at the same time. And it's like, okay, we're going to take several photos and we're going to take...
Also, where's her ring?
And we're going to take the best of all the photos and kind of put them together into one and put them all out.
Uh-huh. But also, where's her ring? Also, where's that?
Well, maybe that's one of them. Maybe
I'm,
that's,
I'm just saying.
Maybe that's one of the reasons why it's not, you know, it was doctored or you know, they're screaming doctored or whatever.
There
so,
are some mysterious yeah. things afoot, I feel like.
You think? Are you buying?
Yeah.
So what are you thinking? Like from the conspiracy theories like that you've read.
They are trying to cover up that she's in worse shape.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking maybe that's the case. And the only reason I'm almost kind of buying into these conspiracy theories is because Kensington Palace has botched a lot of stuff since Queen Elizabeth II passed away.
Yeah.
Like Queen Elizabeth did a great job of
she
manipulating everything.
Yep, she controlled it all.
Yes.
Great puppet master.
right. From what we've read, yes.
They have a less capable puppet master
right.
now.
Right. Poor Charles is like, huh?
Things are a little bit of a hot mess.
A little bit of a hot mess. So, anyways, I don't know if you've bought into it or if you've even seen the photo that we're talking about, but. We've tweeted it out if you want to see, at Ben and Kelly Show. And, but yeah, yesterday it was funny because my wife was like, oh, hey, have you seen that they put out a photo of Princess Kate, you know? And almost in the same sentence, she gets a notification on her phone and was like, it's been pulled. And it's like, wow.
Wow. That was fast.
Yeah. So anyways, you can see what we're talking about at Ben and Kelly Show. But yeah, a little bit of drama over there overseas.
What is happening? I'm laser focused in. Just watching.
It's funny. I've seen all these tweets and it's like, it's sad when our families don't appreciate all the things we moms do for them. For instance, my husband has not once thanked me today for providing him with up to the minute coverage of the Kensington Palace photo conspiracy. Right?
I love it. It's the little things.
It's the little things. All right. It's 99.7 EJX.